Tonight is Shashti, the sixth night. Night of perfect balance. With Mahakali's grace, all the darkness has been dispelled. With the radiance of Mahalakshmi, the brightness, the lightness, the golden light spreading all over. Tonight is the night of supreme joy, happiness, lightness in the heart. During the prayer tonight, something just kind of came very clearly, and this prayer, the Tantrokta Devi prayer that we do, it's all about you. It's all about us and an individual. And the progression is very beautiful. If you look at it, it starts with Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Vishnumayeti Shabdita. The Maya, Mahamaya, because of the Mahamaya, we are all asleep. Because of the illusion. The illusion is a doing of the mother, Mahamaya, she is called. She puts the whole world, everyone, into sleep. Not the sleep with your eyes closed. We are not awake, awakened to who we are. So we go about our usual life as if sleep to who we truly are. So after that comes Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Chetanetya Vidhiyate. It's Chetana, consciousness. That consciousness dawns upon us only with her grace. So she is Maya, but Maya is removed, then comes consciousness. Now when we become conscious, when we kind of wake up from that sleep, then what? Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Sansthita. Then use your intellect, use your mind. Once you have become conscious of this, that oh, I have been asleep all this time. Then you become conscious. Then use your intellect, your buddhi. After the buddhi, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Nidra Rupena Sansthita, take a little sleep, rest a little bit. After that, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Chudha Rupena Sansthita, then eat something, then you will get hungry. So eat and sleep. In moderation. Just to take care of your body. Chudha, then Chaya. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Chaya Rupena Sansthita. Chaya means shade. You are able to provide shade to someone. So, just like under the shade of a tree, a weary traveler can find respite from the scorching heat. That's called the trees providing shade. So we as a human being, that's one of our qualities that we do have it, that we can provide shade to someone. Because we are our presence. So first become awakened, then become conscious, then use your buddhi, your intellect, then sleep a little bit, rest, then you are hungry, eat. But after all that, once you fill your belly, then become aware that you can provide shade to somebody. Then your life becomes a life of service. Yade next, Yadevi Sarvabhutesu Shakti Rupena Sanstita, then become aware of your strength, your capabilities. Because after you have eaten and it's time to provide some shade to someone, you may say, oh, I can't do it. No, you are given the Shakti. The Devi is present. Shakti Rupena Sanstita. So be aware of your strength. Don't say, no, I can't. Next, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Trishna Rupena Sanstita. Krishna is some kind of desire, the thirst. Become aware of your thirst. Don't get totally carried away by that. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Kshanti Rupena Sanstita. Kshanti is forgiveness. Forgive those that you think may have harmed you. Next, jati. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Jati Rupena Sanstita. Jati really means the variety. Variety. So become aware of the diversity. Everybody doesn't need to be like you. So don't get into judgment of those who are not, who are different. Jati means caste system. That's the same word in Hindi. Caste means there are different kinds of professions, different kind of people, different categories. So be aware of the variety. Allow it to exist, because the Devi is in that, all those forms, the variety. Next, lajja. Lajja rupena sanstita. It's good to be a little shy, because when the lajja is not a present, there is a possibility of arrogance to rise. Modesty. That modesty is also a form of Devi residing within us. Of course, shanti, peace, become aware of peace within us. Shraddha, faith. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shraddha Rupena Sanstita. She resides within us in the form of faith. Kanti. Kanti is the luster. When our heart is light, when we are aware of our richness, when we are happy with ourselves, that kanti is very bright. It appears no matter where you go, you light up the world. Lakshmi, richness. Vritti, tendencies. We have certain tendencies. And even those tendencies are mother's form. Honor those tendencies. The tendencies that are not very helpful, be aware of that. Don't indulge in them. But respect that tendency of yours to take a little bite and then move on. Don't beat yourself up for those tendencies that you are born with. Smriti. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu smriti rupena sanstitas. Smriti is memory. Pay attention, remember things, don't just forget. Smriti is also mother's form. Daya, compassion, kindness. Tushti, contentment. Matri, mother form. And Bhranti, confusion. So all these, there is a sequence almost to, one comes after another. And finally, it comes to Bhranti, that we have gone through the circle, again we arrive to the confusion. And that's also part of life. So during this prayer, all these things were just came to me like it's a sequence really, a progression of our human life. And pay attention to this, you read it and see if it makes any sense to you. So tonight is Shasti, night of balance. If you look at the yantra, one yantra pointing up, other yantra pointing down, all the 6 points are connected tonight. Both are equal in balance, Shiva and Shakti. So just hold on to the world today, tonight, balance. And nothing is lacking in our life. Mother's presence is in abundance. Total lightness in our heart. Tonight is the last night of Mahalakshmi. Our heart is very light. Heart lotus totally open in its magnificence. Mother sitting on the lotus, golden light filling the dome. Light coming from her Abhaya Mudra, raised hands, just surrounding you, engulfing you, protecting you. And tomorrow morning, as you wake up, you are going to wake up to Mahasaraswati's day. The very first thought that comes to your mind, let it be a positive thought that I am mother's child. I am endowed with her presence in my life. I'm not in darkness. I'm not in confusion. I'm not in doubt. I'm not in fear. Mother's grace is with me. I am not separate from her. I am always in her lap. She is always holding me. So entertain those thoughts as you wake up in the morning. Greet the mother in her Mahasaraswati form with purity of your heart and your mind. I bow to the mother, her various aspects, with all my limbs in all different directions. May she protect each and every one on this planet Earth. May she protect those all who are dealing with challenges, fear, panic. May she bring consolation to their heart. May she appear as food to the hungry and water to the thirsty and breath to those who are having trouble breathing. Mother is very kind. She will protect her children. Thank you all very much. Om Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate.